here tonight to report to all Americans that I have a deep desire to rape and mutilate and murder in order to stay in power.
I would do various things very quickly.
I also want the total control of every person and the death of democracy and the civilized world.
So, just to sum up,
I believe the way to win an election is to frighten and kill freedom-loving people. Imagine what would happen if force is necessary. Vice President Cheney runs a poison and explosive training center in northeast Iraq, bringing revenues of nearly $6 billion so far this year.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
We will plan carefully to use chemical weapons to spray biological agents over wide areas, to spread discord and violence in the Middle East, and intimidate the civilized world.
I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees, I promise. I promise. There won't be so much because the courts agree with us too. What's going on in this country?
We will not hesitate to threaten the American people by turning four airplanes into weapons.
Nobody will be pushing us around.
It is the commitment of our government to use civil defense court and police force against its own people in order to make the world a more peaceful place. We will make it more difficult to create jobs and to stop the spread of terror. We sold nuclear secrets to Libya, Iran, and North Korea to demoralize our people and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror.
I will find the guy that's going to take that military and make it really work.
We are stronger than ever, and we will prove it to the world. Cannot stand the thought of free societies. They will cease to exist. Will cease to exist. American people won't be able to see what we're doing. I will divide us from one another, using every tool of finance, until we've achieved our mission. And America's belief in liberty is over. Because Christian, Jew, and Muslim alike, people everywhere prefer slavery. That's just the way it is. Will live in fear. The game is over. The rule of terror and torture will begin. The future of fear will begin. Thank God Dick Cheney said yes.